Jeremy Bradley here, joining you from the Dreams Take Flight adventure. All of our friends in Winnipeg are now heading back home, and Bev Watson, president of the organization, is joining us once again to talk about this incredible initiative. Hi, Bev.
Hi.
Okay, 26 years of flying out of Winnipeg.
Yes.
And let's just sort of backtrack in the history of the organization, because you've got Winnipeg, but a whole bunch of other cities across Canada.
Yeah. In 1989, a group of employees from Air Canada in Toronto decided that they were going to take some kids to the Wonderland, Toronto Wonderland. And then they thought, well, we work for an airline. Let's see if they'll give us a plane. You know, a very far-fetched idea.
That's
but
an
they
easy
figured,
request.
Yeah, just who's not going to give a plane? So they went to the company, and the president at that time said, sure, it sounds like a great idea. And they took the first plane load down to Disney World. Since that time, we've had seven other chapters join. We have Halifax, Montreal, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton all have flights to either Disneyland or Disney World. And so we're very proud that we have probably taken about 35,000 children to the Magic Kingdoms in one place to the other.
And you know what's interesting is last year there was a gentleman on the plane who was volunteering. He was once a Dreams Take Flight kid,
yes.
Child,
yeah.
And now he's a truck driver, and he was volunteering and wanted to give back, and he came back and did that last year.
Yeah, and actually we have another fellow on the flight that's volunteering this year, and Eric was on our flight as a candidate, and now he too came back as volunteered.
How does that make you feel? I want to ask, how does that make you feel when you see that?
It feels like we've done something right. You know, a lot of these kids have a lot of issues, and they're not used to people that they don't know caring about them. And we've had so many people right across the system come back and want to volunteer because they know what it meant to them. It's an experience like no other, as you know, because
yeah.
You've been on several of our flights.
Nice.
You know, so it's really something that we're proud of. We know that it makes a difference in the lives of these children. And a lot of people say it's just a day, but that day means so much to them, each and every one of them, and their parents. You know, and it's not just the parents and the kids, but it's the community at large, because these kids go to school and the teachers notice a difference, and, you know, a lot of them start to think that they want to do things, and they have the ability to do things because of our program.
And this is one of those things where it's a day to just be a kid and forget about whatever might be happening.
Exactly, exactly. So they get up and they have a pillow fight on the plane and they have dilly bars and they just have a great time, and that's what it's about. You know, they go to Splash Mountain 5 times if they want and eat whatever they want, and it's so good.
And that's the one great thing about the volunteers and the people behind the scenes, because, I mean, I would have been terrified to not only leave the country without my parents,
yeah.
But leave it with, as you say, you know, strangers who you maybe met a few weeks ago at a meet and greet,
yeah.
And you spent all of an hour, hour and a half with them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trust that the parents and the kids have.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we really appreciate that they do have that trust in us. You know, we send them a lot of information about us. We do have our website that anybody that wants to find out about Dreams can go to, www.dreamstakeflight.ca. And they can, you know, donate through our website to our Winnipeg chapter, or any of the other chapters if they so wish. But of course, we prefer Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And it makes a real difference. We'll be having lots of photos in the next few days appearing on the website to show people what a wonderful day we had and how much the kids enjoyed it.
Well, my Twitter's been blowing up just from our posts earlier in the day. Now, I know that you also have much love for your corporate sponsors.
Yes. The Air Canada Foundation is just marvelous. They've given us so much support over the years. And Bentley is, they're just wonderful. The bags that they sell at their stores, Drews gets the money. And with that money, we get to outfit the kids with tracksuits, shorts, hats, all from the funds that they give us. And that's wonderful. Another great supporter is Global Shoes. They came on board 2 years ago. So all the kids got new running shoes, also Crocs, donate Crocs. So these kids come out with a lot more than they ever imagined they would.
And they get a nice surprise on the plane with stuffed animals. They get dolls.
Yes, they have Mickeys and Minis, and when they arrive in Winnipeg, they'll get a loot bag filled with some other stuff. So it's really wonderful.
Finally, tell me, what is your hope for the organization then in the next, you know, 5 years, let's say.
I can only hope that it grows and people get a better understanding of dreams, because a lot of people don't know what dreams is about. They figure we're part of the Wish Foundation or the Dream Factory,
right.
And we're not. We're 100% volunteers. Everybody on this plane has volunteered their time. And it's no easy feat. We put in a lot of hours to make this flight happen. And, you know, it's... I just want to see the program grow, and I want to see the involvement of the community grow. You know, whether it's financial or whether it's helping us sell tickets in a mall.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, is get more people aware. And awareness is a wonderful thing, you know.
And the website has tons of information about how they can donate, volunteer. One more time, it is...
Yeah. www.dreamsafelight.ca.
And we'll be sure to check that out. Well, Bev, thanks so much. Another magical day. Thanks for doing what you do with the kids.
No, thanks. Thanks to you for coming with us.